If you want to know how to work online, I've made this podcast to hopefully make it a little easier for you to succeed in working online by making it take a little less time, a little less effort, and a little less money to get to where you want to go. I've worked online now for 2 years, and I've spent a lot of my life online. There are not systems that are just going to give you everything you want with no effort that hardly any of us can have access to. It takes a lot of time, energy, and often money to go from a point of having a desire to work online to being in a position where you can actually do it. I hope by giving this information to you completely for free without asking you of anything in return, I hope I can make it a little easier for you to get where you want to go than it was for me to get to where I'm at now. For this first episode of the podcast, I'll start by sharing my story of how I got to where I am now, so you will have perspective of how much time, effort, and energy I poured into making my goal of working online a reality. From there, I will share details of what I've learned that will hopefully help you iron out certain areas where you're having trouble, certain areas where you didn't realize there was so much potential, and I hope from listening to all of my episodes that you can shave a month, 2 months, a few thousand dollars, or turn a failure into a success. It's really hard for most people to be successful working online. It's really easy to start and learn a little bit, to try a little something, and for it to go wrong. I know, because I've done that a bunch of times. And what I want you to know up front is, it's worth the effort, and it starts with why. If you have a compelling reason you want to work online, and you want to dedicate your heart and energy into working online, then you have a great chance of being successful. So it starts from within you. And it often doesn't start how you'd think it sounds. That's why I haven't prefaced this with any of the crap you usually hear, like, do you want to work 4 hours a week and make $50,000 a minute? Do you want to work at Starbucks on your laptop occasionally and get paid without doing anything? Because it's not like that. The reality is it's more of a product of doing the right work and putting yourself in the right position to be successful. And rarely does that happen by just jumping into the first system you find. Some people can get lucky doing that, and if you try enough systems, you can probably find one that works. The problem is, by the time you've spent that much time, energy, and effort, you probably could have built it yourself from scratch. It's like learning to cook. You can go pick up a package at the store and put the ingredients in and probably have a little success cooking it. That works great if you just wanted to make that one meal. Unless you want to eat that one meal the rest of your life and they always keep having it in the store, you haven't learned much about cooking just by making something out of a box. To be fair, I don't know a whole lot about cooking, but I do know that I can cook enough things for myself without having to have a lot of fancy ingredients that I can at least eat and change up what I eat often enough. When it comes to business, it's much the same. There's practically, doing work online gives you practically an infinite number of options of things you can do. The hardest part is figuring out which one of those you should do. But the part most people don't ever get to do is starting with why they want to do it in the first place. I'll start with my story, and you'll see how I developed the why, and how as soon as I developed why I wanted to do it and work online and not be going down the traditional path that was laid out for me, you'll see that my work just exploded with opportunity since then. To give you an idea, I've been blessed in the last 2013 alone. People have paid me more money I'm 29 years old. I've been paid more money this year to do work for people than in the entire rest of my life combined. Given that I've had more than 10 jobs, I've been everything from a police officer to a Census Bureau supervisor to a graduate assistant, a cashier at Giant. I've done a lot of work. In the last year, I've done a lot more of the right work. There's a lot of things people need out there, and if you can figure out how to give people what they want and do it in a way that you like it, that's where the key for success lies. But it all starts with why. So I'm going to go to the beginning of my story, which will start in 2009 briefly, but really begins in 2011. In 2009, I was a police officer in South Carolina. I had what I thought before that was as far as I'd planned in my life. I was a patrol officer. I had my car, my gun, my traffic ticket book, and all my tools to enforce the law. And once I thought that was great. It used to be exciting, it used to be a lot of fun, and it used to not pay very much. I often would work more than 40 hours a week and up to 60 or 70 hours a week to try and grab that overtime. I always had enough money to pay my bills, but I never had any more money than that. And I already was behind with student loan debt. Well, when that turned out to not be as fun as I thought, after doing it for a few years, it just became stressful. I ended up moving home with my parents and getting set to go to grad school. I did that, and in 2010, I rolled in my master's or PhD program at the University of South Florida. I worked through my master's, and in the fall of 2011, I was starting work towards my PhD. The fall of 2011 presented a great opportunity for me. I moved in with my wife. She wasn't my wife then, but she's my wife now, thank God. So we moved in together. At that time, when we moved in together at the fall of 2011, there were three parts to my life. Her and our dog, Peaches. She's a lab rescue, and she's the best. Graduate school, which was my work and professional life. I was a grad student. I, at that time, was getting around $20,000 a year to work part-time for 20 hours a week and be a student for the rest of that time. So about 40 to 50 hours of my week was work and school. A very reasonable schedule, considering I was pushing forward on my PhD in criminology, and I was just finishing up my master's, which I would get done in 2012. The third part of my life that I had a passion for was video games. So outside of my wife, or my girlfriend at the time, my school and work, my third passion was video games. So this means if I wasn't engaging with one of the first two parts of my life, I always was playing video games. I played Call of Duty every second I could get. My passion at that time was the newest level, Moon, on the Call of Duty Black Ops, the first one, and I played Moon and just ran around killing zombies. Sometimes I would drink while I played, other times I'd play sober. But the video games was my third passion. So all of the creative energy outside of school and work got thrown into video games. Well, I'd played video games for 10 years of my life, and moving in with my wife, I finally got tired of having the third passion in my life be video games. So I started a website and I started my very first online business, Gaming Addiction LLC. I had no idea about anything business related, and the only thing I did know about was that a lot of people were wasting a lot of time and opportunity in life by playing video games. I got like 10 of my friends that I'd played a lot of games with to help out and join in and make the website and make the forums and put up the Facebook page. So we made as big of a presence online as we could. We even got into Wikipedia for video gaming addiction pretty fast because we We grabbed as many resources as we could. We put them all together and then put our own spin on, gave our own resources out too. Well, that was great. So that consumed my attention for a few months. The problem was there was really nowhere to go. So I stopped playing video games to do the website. So now the three passions in my life had broken down into family, work and school, and then video gaming addiction. So the third thing turned into a business, but I didn't set out with a clear why of why I wanted to do that. I just kind of blundered into it and thinking, I wanted to help people. I did it so I could help people with video gaming addiction. The problem was, as much time and energy as I had put into playing video games was overwhelming when it came to making an online website. I suddenly found myself wanting to expand, so I made shirts for video gaming addiction. And I started trying to sell shirts. I spent $1,300 on over 200 shirts, and I figured, well, people loved the designs. I thought, hey, I can sell these shirts for $10 and make a little bit of money. Well, what really happened was I ended up giving most of those shirts away and sold two of them for $20. Clearly, my business experience left a lot to be desired. In the course of all this, I kept trying to promote myself and get the word out. I made ads with Google, I made ads with Facebook, and soon enough, I started trying to help more than addicted gamers, because there were only so many addicted gamers I could really help. So my next concept turned into Real Productive Life, LLC. That's now about helping people have a productive life that's meaningful. In making that, I made another new website, continued making more things to sell. I just blindly was trying to put information out there that would help people live a productive life, and I was blindly trying to make some money on it. I wasn't even into any of the internet marketing stuff yet, but I just kept trying to learn how to promote myself. There were a lot of terrible resources out there that weren't very helpful, and I struggled to get likes on my Facebook page, so I ended up buying some Facebook likes and getting ripped off because they were just a bunch of fake bots and profiles. So I got really mad about that. I got really mad and saying, why is it so hard to promote myself online? There's all these resources. There's all these social media channels. Why is it so hard? And then I realized it's hard for everyone else too. No one is having a very easy time with this. And I started bumping into other people online that were struggling themselves. So I realized, what if I helped these other people promote themselves using the hundreds of hours of learning and struggling and money I'd wasted trying to promote my video gaming and Real Productive Life websites? I offered to help other people build their Facebook pages after I found some websites where I could get some of the fake likes on at the very lowest cost myself. And I didn't pitch it that they were real or anything. I just said, I'll get you likes on your page. So I started off doing that, and then once I figured out how to do Facebook ads better, I was able to even offer it with Facebook ads. Right around this time, when I did start making some money, I realized if I get this and I get a chance for success, I really haven't set out why I should succeed. So my wife and I took a trip to New York with the criminology conference I had, and I sat there in the middle of Times Square and thought, what am I really doing that can help all of these people and all of these businesses here? And it came down to, I want to help people know how to work online. I want to help people be able to do a little bit of what I've got started doing and have it not be so hard. I realized that's why I was doing all this. I wanted people to have the chance to have the same opportunity I had, but not have it be so damn difficult. By now, I'd spent thousands of dollars trying to promote my own business online with absolutely no success, except getting a few fans in places like around the world that, had no intention of actually, I wasn't going to get anything directly out of that financially. So I realized, hey, I have a vision of what I want to accomplish. I have picture a world where it's just as easy to sit down and work online as it is to find out, you know, what the last baseball score was. I've imagined it being just as easy as Google makes it to find information to get work done online. Part of this had come out of building something with Real Productive Life that needed a lot of work. The website needed just a Wikipedia level of work to it. And there's no simple way to go about getting that to happen. I imagined if I had my website built, you could just easily build a project no matter how big or small, given the amount of work you wanted to do and the budget you had. Odesk.com and Elance.com offer a lot of access to freelancers, but they don't have the potential there. So after 6 months of blundering online and wasting my money and wasting my time, I finally realized, hey, here is where my passion is. At the same time, I realized that conflicted deeply with my work and school operation. I was on a track to be a professor in a few years. My school responsibilities were continuing to increase. And I realized there's no way I'm going to be able to do both. I only have room in my life for so much. And in taking video games out, I'd also deleted a lot of my time with my friends. And I ended up crowding out some of my family time between doing my work online and trying to promote my business and doing work in school. What I didn't realize was, while I had originally got to the video game addiction by being mad that playing too many video games was getting in the way of my family and work, I didn't realize that how easy it was for something like doing business online to cause the same problems. So I was sitting there at a crossroads, and I was just starting to make some money, but not enough money to just drop a school or anything. And I thought, well, if I can make enough money to drop school, then I'll do that full time. So I focused even more of my energy on promoting my business online. And you know what? It continued to get harder. The little bit I learned about things like Facebook ads and Google ads, the more difficult it got to be to try and get some success out of it. For example, with Google ads, I found a few keywords that were great for getting more people to buy my Facebook marketing services. The problem was, Google, of course, eventually banned those keywords, and then I got my AdWords account banned for using those keywords. As soon as I found something that was getting a huge return, Google just crapped on it. So I was left going back and trying to figure out other means of getting more people to notice me online. At the same time, I kept running into more people that needed help getting noticed online. So I put time and energy just constantly, and I started at grad school, I started doing work for my company half, and then by the end of the summer, I was spending almost all of my time at grad school doing my work online. That's when I realized I need to just do this full time, and I need to cut school and my assistantship out of my life. So after a year since I had started gaming addiction, I had spent thousands of dollars, I'd made almost no money, I'd failed at so many things. I failed at selling t-shirts, I failed at making t-shirts, I failed all kinds of customer relationships, I failed at all kinds of products and services I tried to start. Almost everything I did was a failure. Almost every website and new idea I had was a failure. What I was left at was my growing Facebook ads expertise. And people were continuing to make larger orders and get more excited about my Facebook ad services. At the same time, with my new not having a regular job, I thought it important to incorporate having a regular job into my daily life. So instead of just working online, which I'd originally wanted to, I got involved locally and started trying to promote myself locally by going to all kinds of events. And what's amazing to me with my story is how many people I've talked with online that have done almost the same thing I did. So that's why I'm sharing this with you, is so you hopefully can skip to the part that works. And by the end of this, you'll be at the part that works. So 1 year in, I'm pushing this local strategy as hard as I can push it. I'm going to chamber events. I'm going to business networking groups. I'm going crazy trying to, in the fall of 2012, trying to get myself out there locally. I got a few clients. I continued to burn more and more money. I put a local movie theater ad up that was a total failure. I joined a chamber of commerce at the trustee level, which was it was like $2,000 or something. I only ever got one $300 deal out of that, so I'd call that a total failure. I just had failure after failure locally. And not only that, but I dumped time into these things too. Some of my weeks, I spent almost all my time going to networking events and meeting with people and trying to convince them that I had value to offer in areas that they didn't even realize were valuable, such as online ads. These are people that are mostly in Sarasota, Florida, focusing on flyers and brochures, and they're just kind of getting the hang of the idea that a website might be a good thing to have. What I was doing was doing what I thought would work instead of what I knew worked. I continued deeper into this strategy, even though I offered a new ad campaign setup service, which was proving just explosive in terms of growth. And I promoted my own Facebook page so big that anyone else could see I knew what I was doing. Even with all of this success, I read the 4-Hour Workweek and I realized I might be able to make some huge improvements. The problem was I was entrenched. Now I practically had a regular job. I had so many meetings locally and phone calls I was taking. I realized I was only actually doing 10 or 20 hours a week of work that really mattered. I was doing very little work that actually mattered. Most of the work I was doing, it was taking my time and energy, and I was getting almost nothing back out of it. I was going to all these local meetings and I'd just never get a deal out of them. So finally, in April 2013, a year and a half after I started, and 1 year after I had had my first success with making a little bit of money online, I chopped all my local engagements. I cut out all my business networking groups. I stopped going to chamber events. And I stopped taking phone calls because I was taking so many phone calls every week, a lot of them from people just asking for free advice. So in the 4-Hour Workweek gave me a big help on this. I stopped doing all of that and I dropped my work week down to 10 or 15 hours a week. And ironically, I was making as much or more money than I had before. I was continuing to work on building good customer relationships too. So I somehow gutted my schedule. Well, the natural response to that, of course, with all this new free time, I started playing more video games again. But I still had my passion now. I still had my life set up where my family was first, and my working online was second, and then my games were third. The tricky thing now was, I made all these improvements, what to make out of them. I didn't really know where to go from there. I hired from 4-Hour Workweek, I hired Brickwork India to do some work for me for a month. I hired 160 hours, and I had several different tasks to do that were quite time-consuming, and the lady that did them did an excellent job with them. And I got some great advice at that point to go to the Warrior Forum and start posting there. And since then, the Warrior Forum has been my single biggest source of clients. So what was the key lesson I learned here? I should have asked for people's advice a lot earlier. I should have been looking for advice a lot earlier. The problem is, especially with smart, ambitious people, that think they know what they're doing all the time. We are most in the dark. We're most in the dark when we think we know what's going on. And I suddenly realized I didn't know hardly anything that I really needed to know. And worst, I didn't even know what I needed to know. So I finally realized, A, what I knew was such a small portion of the total as to not even be worth mentioning. But B, if I focused on learning just what I needed to know and cutting out distractions, then I could get really good at a few different things. I zoomed in on Facebook ads and expanded to a couple other areas online, like mobile ads. And I zoomed in on getting to know these things really well. What happened from there, my knowledge and expertise is needed by a lot of people. There's tons of people and companies that need help making Facebook ads. And I continued to connect with more of them. Meanwhile, my companies and my job, as previous customers I had from companies, when I first started out, I was continuing to keep in touch with them. I started getting some bigger deals out of those companies. And the one client now is, I was listening to the 4-Hour Workweek and I was complaining at the beginning of this year, back in April, that I didn't have any of those top clients. I didn't have any clients that were a huge portion of my total. Well, one of the original customers I had when I just started out, back when I had no clue what I was doing, now has worked up to huge success with his company, so now they've been able to give me some huge deals of their own to do work with. And that's finally produced the best opportunities I've had so far. Well, come into the end of the year, I continued to hit more roadblocks. Every time I tried to scale my company from just being a one-man operation to being a much bigger operation, I've hit huge roadblocks. I've had success this year with affiliates selling products, and I've had success with my website converting customers and my Facebook page. And I've even had success with having people to help do some of the ads and respond to emails. The problem is, I continually would push for that next big growth spurt. And almost everything I did to push to that next big growth spurt didn't work out. I hired up to 40 people at one point on Odesk to outsource a strategy on Facebook that I already knew worked really good and that I had worked on a lot with my affiliates. I hit new roadblocks on Odesk, and the strategy turned out to be nearly a complete failure, even though all the data said it should have worked great. I even had a plan to hire people, and it turns out hiring people is so time-consuming, and I'm not the kind of person to hire someone unless I've got like a year's salary for them in the bank. I don't want to just have to lay someone off, you know? I'm quite conservative in that respect. The point is, the biggest thing I learned in all of this was why. Why am I doing all this? I have a long-term vision that everyone can sit down and work online and that it wouldn't be so damn hard. Well, fortunately, I've learned a lot of ways that it's easier than how I've done it. And I will share those ways with you in a hope that you can get started with them. So if you've made it all the way through my story now, I'm going to give you the tip of the iceberg on a few of these strategies you can use for yourself. The first one I like is just focusing on your own learning and your own skills and working to connect with the people that need that. So this simply is an strategy of kind of expanding your existing resume out online. And I don't mean sending your resume out. I mean getting more involved and digging deeper into what you already know and then figuring out how you can match what you can do with what people need. For example, if you do, let's say you do writing. If you're a good writer, matching up how you can write with people that need things written That's a recipe for you to have success online. Odesk.com presents a great opportunity for that. One of the outsourcing things I did was to hire a blog writer. I paid a blog writer 7 hours a week, $20 a week, to write one new post for me every day. For him, 7 hours of work, he made $140. Not too bad of a deal if you just want a little extra money every week. If he had several other jobs going for the same rate, he would then be making $800 a week working full-time on his own schedule. So using Odesk.com, all he had to do was apply to my job I posted, and he pretty easily got hired, and he made well over $1,000 writing my blog for me. As I said before, it wasn't quite so simple as just outsourcing a blog writer. He wrote a lot of great posts. I thought a lot of the posts he wrote were better than the posts I wrote. The problem is the posts he wrote did not convert to sales. The posts I wrote were converting to sales. The thing is, I don't have time to write a post every day. Well, I technically do have time. I don't have the energy to write a post every single day, though. I can do it about once or twice a week. By the time I respond to all my emails, I do all my ad campaigns, I look at all the ads I have managing and going on. By the time I do all that, I have the creative energy to pretty much do about 5 to 10 hours of content. The problem is, lots of times doing a video or something like that is more productive than writing a post. On top of that, I was putting most of my posts in my blog, so they weren't getting read that often except when I promoted them to begin with. So what I'm saying is, there's lots of great opportunities out there for you to take a skill using something like Odesk or Elance or even Fiverr.com. You put out a little skill you do and you can start making a little bit of money online. I met a guy at the bank the other day. He's kind of in where I was like a year and a half ago. He's built his first website. He's written some content on it. And he's considering quitting his job full time. And my thought was to him, why would you quit your job full time when you don't know? You haven't even had enough energy to kind of go all the way with one thing you've done. And you're not making any money off that. Why not at least try for a little bit of success first? Why not just get a little bit of success and then consider quitting your job? Like, he has the desire to have work on his terms, but he doesn't have the position to just quit without having any other source. If you just quit too early, if you just quit before you've had enough success, then you end up putting yourself in a position of desperation if it doesn't work. And you don't want to be in a position of desperation. You want to be in a position of stability where you can continually put more effort each week and making continual progress. You don't want to be in a position where you're working 68 hours a week, not making any money, and then you just quit and give up and take a regular job. That's exactly what you don't want to do. You want to kind of make a slow, smooth transition if possible. And that's exactly what I did. I made a transition from having it just be a hobby while I had a job and while all the bills were paid. And then I made the transition once I already had significant success with it. I was making more money when I quit from doing my business online than I was from my grad student program. The problem was the next 4 months were awful. I did terrible right after I switched to full time. I burned up a ton of money and I had a lot of failure. But I was in a position to tolerate and accept that failure. A lot of people would have went out of business at that point. If you don't want to go out, if you don't want to hit that death line, as some of the business books call it, you have to plan and have a consistent approach. So just getting started out with some of these methods online, like putting yourself on Odesk or Elance or Fiverr, and just getting a few bucks for doing a little bit of work can be a good thing to do. If you want full freedom and potential, though, you can try and just make your own business. But what's as important as whatever you're offering is your ability to connect with other people that need it. If that means you're doing, say, graphic design, your ability to get people to pay you to do graphic design is as or more important than your ability to actually do it. Whereas a lot of people just want to sit down and go to work every day. It's the worst part about doing this is, for the people that say, I want to get away from my boss, I don't want to have a boss. This working online is the opposite of that. I can't get away from my boss now. Why do you think I'm doing a podcast on Friday afternoon at 4 instead of playing Call of Duty or something right now? My boss is a slave driver, and he never ever leaves. And if I'm doing something out with my wife, or maybe I'm playing some games and I have some drinks, I might forget about my boss for a minute. But my boss never ever leaves or goes away. He's always, always in my head. You will get away from your boss a lot more at a regular job than you will working for yourself. Yourself is the worst, most Nazi boss you can possibly have. That's why the why part of why you want to work online and learn how to work online, the why is critical. If you just want to get away from a boss, you might as well stay at the job you've got or get a different job. If you want to work online, there's lots of great opportunities, but you have to be able to be your own boss. If you're doing Odesk articles for $20 an hour, you have to go out there and get those jobs. You have to go get 3, 4, 5, 10 people you're working for. You've got to be able to go get those first, and getting started is what's hard. Check the why of what you're doing, why you want to do what you want to do. If you want a better job, I would just go get a better job. As you can see from my story, I didn't just want a better job. I would not have quit what I was doing if I just wanted a better job. I had about as great of a supervision operation as you could hope for. I had two great bosses where I worked. They were wonderful. They pretty much gave me work and let me do it however I wanted and occasionally check back on me. I was already in an ideal work situation. I learned to work online because I want other people. I want you to have the same opportunities I had, because your situation's probably not nearly as rosy as mine was. I know there's a ton of you out there that are struggling and that want to have a better way of life, that have a lot more responsibilities than I do. I mean, I'm 29. I have a wife, a home, and 3 dogs. I mean, that's not a lot compared to what I could have. But I know that there's you out there. You have a lot more to do than I do. And I want you to have the flexibility I do. I'm standing here in my breakfast nook of my house with just my AC/DC boxers on, and I have a vanilla Coke Zero, and I'm looking out at my pool. I'm doing this right now because I've made forum posts about how to work online and grow your business that people have just loved. And one of the future episodes I do will be from one of those posts people loved. And the key part that everyone said they loved was the why. Why? The why component answers the motivation. And if you start or go through with the wrong motivations, you're not likely to succeed. Motivation such as, I don't like my boss, is a negative motivation. You want something big and positive you can just grab onto. If you want to work online, there's so much opportunity. You want to be in a position where you can grab a little piece of it and hold on to it, or grab a bunch of little pieces and hold on to them. Because there's all kinds of shady internet marketers out there that'll be happy to take your money and give you very little in return. They will take 10, 20, 100, they'll take thousands, they'll take $10,000 from you and offer you all kinds of coaching and systems that you very often don't need, or that you very often can find for free. I'm posting videos online and making podcasts like this because I want you to have the best information for free. I want you to know how to work online for free. All you have to do is just keep up with me and watch some of my videos or listen to my podcasts, and I'm going to give you the mindset that will get you to working online. I hope you can see, with the emphasis I've placed on why, that you want to figure out why you want to learn how to work online. And your why needs to be done more by looking back. That means looking at why you've got to where you are now. Why were you motivated to be in the position you are in the first place? Usually you can look back at the decisions you've made and answer why. And throughout my life, I've consistently lived with a why, that I want to people to have a better life, and I want people to have better opportunities than I had. And I've had exceptional opportunities, but I want people in the future to have even better opportunities. And that's why I work so hard. And my concrete mission is to spread love, faith, and inspiration, because I have a wonderful life, and I feel a duty to help as many other people have a wonderful life as I can. So if you want to learn how to make money online, that's what I'm hoping to communicate with you on this podcast. And what I'm going to do from here in future podcasts is really zoom in on some of the specifics of what you can do to make money online and how you can go about getting started with it and why you should even go down that path in the first place. So if you've made it all the way through 42 minutes here, I really appreciate your time, and I hope this has been useful for you.